Everybody, welcome to the Charlie Kirk Show. This is a critically important hour. We talked to Tyler Boyer, COO of Turning Point Action. Donald Trump went on Truth Social last night and gave us a massive shout out, told everybody to get involved with Chase the Vote, our project to turn out low prop voters in three critical swing states. And then we are joined by Kane, where we break down what CFP Nation, Citizen Free Press Nation, is keying in on, what they're interested in. It's an important conversation about where the pulse of the base is at, what they're keying in on, what they're ignoring, what they're fired up about. We always love having Kane on. He's the best. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com.
They are counting on your surrender. If you give up, they win. But what if we look back and we realize we were just inches away from victory, and that's when we decided to give up?
Join us and thousands of American patriots for the summer convention that all are invited to.
You're going to hear how we're going to win in 2024.
With the biggest speakers in the movement, featuring President Donald J. Trump.
We're going to fight and we're going to win.
Charlie Kirk, Vivek Ramaswamy, Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Ben Carson, Steve Bannon, Candace Owens, Lara Trump, Senator Rick Scott, Congressman Matt Gaetz, Benny Johnson, Jack Posobiec, and more. June 14th through 16th.
2024 is our final battle.
In Detroit, Michigan.
The great silent majority is rising like never before.
Join us for the People's Convention.
This is a new ball game, everybody. You send a message. We play to win.
Register now at tpaction.com/peoples.
Pretty excited to bring in somebody that this audience knows well, one of the masterminds of the grassroots strategy that we are putting into place at Turning Point Action, really the mastermind, along with Charlie, but he's been doing his work at the RNC now. We get them all by to ourselves right now, I think, as COO of Turning Point Action, Tyler Boyer. Welcome to the show. You're in studio. I'm away. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm in the big man seat. So much better than being on the side. I was telling him, you look like a gorilla when you're sitting on these side pieces here. So,
yeah, but you got Charlie's like Shaquille O'Neal chair.
Yeah,
he has a very special chair. People don't know this.
The Shaq chair, from Staples. It was great.
I remember when we got that. We got that thing. All right, so Tyler, I have to start with the big news that broke last night. Turning Point Action's ballot chase is officially endorsed by the big man, the boss himself. Throw up 145, everybody. This is President Trump gave us a shout out on Truth Social. Turning Point is a great, all caps, organization doing critical work to get out the vote and make our victory too big to rig. Sign up to work for them and help secure our victory. And then he's got a URL, and we're actually going to put that URL on the lower. Tyler, for those in the audience that don't understand what a big deal that Truth is, explain why that's so special that he would shout us out like that.
Yeah, so there's actually been some massive news this last month. The Federal Elections Commission actually came out with a new ruling that identified that grassroots organizations can work hand in hand with the campaign. I think that part of the reason why they've allowed this, the Democrats there on the FEC allowed this, is because Biden is in so much trouble that there is absolutely no way that they can operate without totally working together openly with all the outside groups and outside money that Soros has put into the left. But this is a huge opportunity for our side to actually organize and do these very same things that the Democrats have been doing kind of in the dark of the night for years and years and years. And so we've spent a ton of time talking and working with the Trump campaign since this has been made very clearly allowed by the FEC, which is that we can coordinate on grassroots efforts, which that includes door knocking and get out the vote and talking about how we approach voters. We talk about how we get out the chase. And so, you know, we've kind of led on the forefront of ballot chasing and voter identification. And so we're able to work together not only with all the other outside groups that we've been working with, but then now the Trump campaign as well, which is really great.
Yeah, it's huge. And I'm not saying anything I'm not supposed to say here, Tyler, but, you know, it's been reported in the press. You and Charlie took a trip. I wanted to go, but Charlie's like, no, you got to stay. You got to stay and host the show. But you guys took a trip over to Florida and had a meeting. It was productive. I know you can't disclose everything that went on in that meeting, but can you paint a little bit of a picture for our audience what was discussed?
Yeah. So again, we can't really get into too many details on the strategy side of things, but what we can say just with a broad brush is that the left has been way ahead on how they look at the voter base and how they identify which voters. And the old school way, and we've talked about this all the time with Charlie on the show through Turning Point Action, is that the old school way of doing things before you had technology and data accessible on a day-to-day basis, you just try to win over the independents just generally, right? And so you just do large TV buys, general messaging. And if you won the high propensity or the more likely voter that's independent, you are more likely just to win, right? And so you could pretty much stake your claim based off of that. And so then when they polled people, and this is where polling comes in, they used to only poll or largely poll people who are more likely to vote. And so now it's different because what the Democrats have realized is with data and technology and access, and it's really the outside groups that now control the Democrat Party, the Soros build that everybody talks about, but we never talk about exactly what that is. Those groups have identified that, hey, we can cancel out all those high propensity votes with low propensity votes. You just got to put enough bodies on the ground to chase them. You have to identify who these people are in the right areas and go get them. Our side really hasn't done any of that. We've just kept doing it the old school way, kind of pre-technological, the pre-Nokia days, as I talk about Snake 2 for those millennials of us that had our first Nokias, right? That's still how the GOP had been operating campaigns even to this day. And now things are finally changing. And I got to give a lot of credit to some of the brains that are now in the room for the Trump campaign because they recognize this. They recognize the need to focus on those low propensity ballots, those less likely voters, because the high propensity are going to vote. And we know because of polling, we know because of where the state of the country is in, they're not voting for Joe Biden. And so that's good. We know our people, we're not bleeding our people. We have our people. We now need to go get more of our own people. And those are Republicans who just, for whatever reason, didn't vote in 2020, that have, they're busy, that have jobs, that have kids, that think it's a slam dunk in their area. Trump flags are flying everywhere. We need their votes. And so that's where the data and the maps are playing out, is that in our key states like Arizona, Wisconsin, we need to run up the score in places that are deep red. And we need to lose by less in places that are a little bit more blue.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, this whole project has been featured. There was a whole feature in the New York Times, even.
Yep.
Nick Corsiniti was the reporter there. Breitbart's talked about it. The National Pulse has talked about it. Now we got a new one today from the Epoch Times or Epic Times, however you like to say it. They say Epoch, which is interesting. The Super Chase strategy that conservative activists will hope will win the 2024 election. It's all about Turning Point Action's chase the vote strategy. And then I want you to go to 146, a little picture of Tyler here. Just throw the image up there, guys. Matthew Martinez is outshining you on this image. But Tyler, there, you're right behind the board of the map. You got to love that. Matthew's fantastic. He's working behind the scenes on a lot of the data. We've had him on the show before. But this is starting, people are starting to wake up to this, Tyler. And in the few minutes we have left here, explain what you've seen as more and more people within the conservative ecosystem have found out about what we're doing at Turning Point Action. Because it started with New York Times. They were so like, you know, Trump is very anti-Chase. He's very anti-early balloting. But, you know, how do you navigate this? And now it feels like we're hitting this crescendo moment where more and more buy-in is happening. Is that what you're seeing? Are you seeing the hearts and minds change?
My favorite quote from this piece that just came out in the Epic Times, Epoch Times, is Matthew Martinez bounded from map to map with a broad smile. And in our office, if we go into our office, you can see there's just maps plastered everywhere, just of all the places that we're targeting. But this is really it. So the core of this with Trump is, this is why people are so confused, because it is kind of confusing. Because there's an element here where it's, we want to be too big to rig, meaning, and we've talked about this, we know the left has manipulated certain elements of the voting process now. They've changed the equipment, they've changed processes, they've changed how they, what we call adjudication of ballots. They are hardcore on chasing easier to vote votes. That's like your Yokava votes or your overseas votes. So they're doing all these manipulative things. And the thing that we're talking about with people is the right has tons of votes that are out there, particularly in the states like Arizona that have a long history of early voting, that are already there. We just haven't chased. We haven't identified them. And so in most cases, in most years, you'd go, oh, we got to register way more people to catch up to the Democrats. Actually, in places like Pennsylvania, we're seeing that Republicans are overtaking Democrats. We have a voter registration advantage here in Arizona and other states that we're seeing, like Florida has just expanded by almost a million
votes.
Georgia too. So the votes we have there now. So it's not as much of an issue of we need to go register more votes. And I give a lot of credit to President Trump for that. He's brought out more people out of the darkness into wanting to vote. We've now just got to chase the people who are less likely. And that's part of our theory, which is that's the piece that is really the core component that's really missing is that.
Remember as a kid, your parents and grandparents making you try all the vegetables on your plate, or when they coaxed you to eat fruit instead of sweets? That's because they knew what was good for you. And it's truer today than ever before. You need to eat your fruits and veggies. There's no substitute for a healthy diet, but there is Balance in Nature. Their products are gluten-free and non-GMO, and they contain no added sugars or synthetics. If you're looking for something to make you feel better naturally, you should definitely try Balance of Nature today. Eat your fruits and veggies every single day with Balance of Nature. I started taking Balance of Nature the day I decided I was ready to feel better. Are you ready to start? Whether you order online or call them direct, you must use promo code CHARLIE to get the special offer of 35% off. Call them at 800-246-8751. That is 800-246-8751. And use discount code CHARLIE, or online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off.
So Trump put out a truth endorsing Chase the Vote, Turning Point Action, everything that we're doing there. But Tyler, he also put up this URL saying, hey, get involved in the Chase the Vote. Talk about the career opportunities. A lot of people listening here now, a lot of people think that Turning Point is youth focused, which we are. But when it comes to Chase the Vote, we're actually looking for just passionate patriots that want to get involved. Tyler, make the pitch.
Yeah, we're looking for everyone. So, you know, part of the reason why President Trump put this out is because we're putting such a large ground force into motion here in Arizona and in Wisconsin. We're also focused on some other states. We're looking at and hoping to put as many bodies as we can in Georgia and Michigan as well. But our primary focus is Arizona and Wisconsin. And that's just because, as we've gone through many times on the show, if you've watched the Charlie Kirk Show, if you follow Turning Point Action, we're obsessed with this because the statistics of us winning the election, if we win Arizona, Wisconsin, go through the roof, unlike the other states. And the other states have some problems. Georgia, not so much. Georgia's in really good shape, it looks like, from a polling perspective. It looks like the Democrats are pulling out resources out of Georgia. But you're looking at Pennsylvania and Michigan and going, hey, how winnable are these really? Well, you've got a ton of unions in those two states. So you have predetermined armies for the left, and they have really loose ballot harvesting laws and ballot manipulation laws in Michigan. And so for those reasons, Wisconsin is just a better place to operate. It's a more likely place. if we put the ground forces, and the Democrats know this too, and they've put a ton of time, effort, energy, money already into Wisconsin. So this is where, you know, the president's team have been tremendous. The president's been tremendous. Obviously, we've been close with the Trump family through the many years that they've been, last 8 years that they've been on the scene. But coming and working for us means becoming a full-time person to help us chase ballots in specific key precincts. And so this isn't a secret. The Democrats already know where our votes are. We know where the Democrat votes are. They're chasing their votes in their areas. We're chasing our votes in our areas. They don't want us to do that. They want to try to suppress us as much as possible. And so that's the reason why these jobs are so important. If you go to tpaction.com/careers, you can get a job today working for us, working with us, alongside us, identifying the neighborhoods and the specific voters that we need to make contact with and just help them in every possible way to make sure that their vote gets turned in and gets turned in on time, so that we don't lose out, you know, tens of thousands of votes that easily could have made it last election cycle.
Yeah. And Tyler, let me just give you guys a little hat tip for the work you're doing every day. You're so in the weeds that, you know, it's easy, honestly, for me to give you these shout outs because we're talking. And I don't know if this is insider baseball. I'm not supposed to share, but I want to give people a little hope. We're talking tens and tens of thousands, if not 100,000, 150,000 votes that, and we're not talking moving day of to early. We're talking, these are people on the sidelines that are not showing up. This is net positive votes. And if you go to tpaction.com/careers and you live in one of these territories that Turning Point Action is highlighting and that's focusing on, you could get a job. You could get a job knocking on doors, using the app, using our data back end to go get these people out to the polls. You know, make the final pitch, though, on signing up for a career.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be the most critical piece. Again, statistically, if we want to win this election, we've got to win Arizona. There's no question about it. We must win Wisconsin. Wisconsin is really becoming World War III between the Republicans and Democrats. Yep. And so you've got to show up. So there's three different things that you can do. One is you can join us at tpaction.com/careers. Come work for us in the specific precincts and wards that we have to win. Full time, chasing the right votes to win. Two is joining coalitions. You can go to coalitions.com or tpaction.com/coalitions. Join a specific group in a specific precinct to help chase ballots as a volunteer in your community. So whether you're a Hispanic American, a teacher, a mom, we have a coalition for you so you can work with other people in that community to chase those votes. And then last is just planning ahead and showing up. We're going to have office space. The Republicans and conservatives will have office space all across the state of Arizona and Wisconsin. Showing up in October, after basically October 7th in either of those states, to help knock doors and chase ballots to help people turn in their votes. We will be prepared to deploy and dispatch thousands of people in Arizona and Wisconsin. So if you can plan a vacation now for October, we need you. Come to Arizona, work a couple weekends or a full week, and then help us chase as many votes as you can.
All right. Boots on the ground equals ballots. We lost by 42,000. I say lost last time. Not again. Thanks, Tyler.
Hey there. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not so great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, invest with Noble Gold Investments. Their precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments' American-based experts will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you. No hassle, no call centers. Colin Plume runs Noble Gold Investments. We've had him on the show before. He's awesome. I love hanging out with him. He's terrific. I can vouch for his integrity and for his knowledge about gold and silver. In fact, I have my silver right next to me right here. I buy all of my gold from Noble Gold Investments. I have vetted them top to bottom. In fact, I know a billionaire that just made a very big purchase of gold from Noble Gold Investments. So visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to claim your gold coin. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter ounce gold standard coin at each qualifying IRA investment. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Welcome back to the Charlie Kirk Show. I am thrilled, just beyond tickled, to invite this next guest onto the show, Kane from Citizen Free Press. Now, Kane, welcome to the Charlie Kirk Show. It is, of course, not Charlie, it's Andrew. And that's what makes me so excited about this. You're one of Charlie's favorite guests, and so he's going to be extremely jealous that I get to have you on the show and he doesn't. So thank you for making my day today, Kane.
Yeah, how about that, man? I'm ready to go.
All right, so throw up the image of the stack. We got the stack here, Citizen Free Press. If you do not know about Citizen Free Press, you don't know about the new Drudge. The Drudge is gone. Drudge is passe. It's old news. Citizen Free Press is where the movement goes to get their news and their news feed. Kane, I told you yesterday, I was just talking to a reporter, and he was like, man, I noticed a couple of my stories got this huge bump, and I realized it all came from Citizen Free Press. So the reporters love you, Kane, especially when you're showing off their stuff, linking to their articles. But you're pretty creative here, Kane. You actually, if I just read down the stack, I don't even have to click into a lot of these articles, and I know exactly what's going on in the day. You spend all your, just tell the audience, you spend basically every waking moment of your day poring over the news. Is that right? Do you have hobbies?
Yeah. In a previous life, I had a very full life, full of hobbies, golf, especially, fishing some, but yeah, you're right. You know, I'm on a hamster wheel, Andrew, as you know, the story, I decided 7 years ago to create a Drudge alternative. And I wasn't going to tell anyone. I wasn't going to get any publicity. I was just going to start publishing headlines. And we would see if, you know, the old mantra is, if you build it, they will come. So I just, you know, and my whole goal was to get 10% of Drudge's traffic. So it's now 7 years later, as you know. A lot of this is going to tie in. I'm going to tell a few things here. 7 years later, I've never gotten off the hamster wheel. I get up every morning at about 8 and for people who don't know, the stack loads in half a second. There are no ads. You can check it 10, 20 times a day, and all the news stories are going to be at the top. So from about 8 or 9 in the morning until about 2 a.m. Eastern time, I fill that stack. I take a break to, you know, try to get some sleep in the middle, because I only sleep about 5 hours at night. But yeah, it's a rough thing. And, you know, you and I have discussed privately, you know, once you get an opportunity like this, once a huge number of people are reading, we now get 500,000 daily unique readers, right, who come about five times each on average. So we get 2.5 million visits a day. And from those visits, they click on about five or six things each visit. So that's how we get 12 or 13, even 14 million page views a day. Wow. So, wow. Right. So it blew up, right? I didn't expect this. We're at 400 million page views a month. Drudge is at like 570. So we've, you know, we're well past 10% and getting close to 80%. But, you know, the unfortunate thing is, this is me. You know, I've been doing this for 2,500 straight days. I haven't really been able to get off. And so this is where it ties in. For people who don't know, if you're in any of the surrounding states in Michigan, in Detroit, TP Action, Charlie and Andrew are throwing a huge convention, the People's Convention, the People's Republican Convention in Detroit. It's June 14th, 15th, and 16th. And they've wrote me in. Charlie and Andrew wrote me in. Last time I was on your show, you guys put out a tweet. An hour later, I think you put that tweet out. So I'm roped in. So I'll wrap it up quick. The site is a maniac site. I never stop, but I'm getting off the hamster wheel for 3 days in Detroit. I'm going to move. You're going to see it in my hotel room, Andrew. I'm moving the whole global headquarters into my hotel room, and I'm going to try to be down on the floor with you guys and run the site at the same time. So I'm looking forward to it.
I'm so glad you're coming. You're our ace in the hole, Kane. You know, we're not even worried about tickets, because we know all the Kane fans are going to be getting tickets just to be able to see if they can spot Kane in the audience. But, you know, you are thus far anonymous, Kane, but maybe that's going to change June 14th through the 16th. We'll see. We'll see if we can't get the public coming out show for the big reveal for Kane at Citizen Free Press. So, you know, it's a little teaser. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I'm not saying it's not going to happen. So you're just going to have to buy a ticket and come out and maybe not see Kane in person. But it's a big draw. We're very excited about it. Okay, Kane, lots of
news.
I said in hour one, I woke up. I didn't get any sleep last night. My kids kept me up. There was, you know, coming in the bed and out of the bed. And I was putting them in. Anyways, I got wired. I couldn't sleep. I was like, oh, no, there's like no news today. And then you got the her tapes. Biden invoking executive action. You've got Michael Cohen getting cross-examined again. Looks like Trump is just speaking. So get me that tape, guys, if you can. Trump's just issuing a statement maybe outside of the courtroom, unless it was yesterday. You've got the House Freedom Caucus doing a presser. What is CFP Nation focused on right now? What is getting their attention? What do they not care about?
Well, that's an interesting question. You mentioned a lot of things are happening, you know, quickly. I think the interesting part of Biden invoking executive privilege, for people who don't know, that's coming about because Jim Jordan and the Judiciary Committee have begun criminal contempt charges against Merrick Garland. And for people who remember, we also had criminal contempt charges that were approved by the House against Eric Holder under Obama. So this will be the first time. I can't remember if there were ever criminal contempt charges against Jeff Sessions. But anyway, so Merrick Garland facing this potential vote, Biden comes out this morning, calls executive privilege, but Jim Jordan said, and it's in the stack in a CNN article, they will still go forward with the criminal contempt motion and vote in the House. So they're not letting Merrick Garland off the hook. So that's one good thing. To answer your question about what they don't care about, you know, the CFP Nation, like Charlie Kirk Nation, they're maniacs, right? You know, the people who are following your show and in your chat room and on my site in the open thread, these are maniacs. So they care about everything. They're following all the stories. We're, you know, something else I want to put out, and I saw it on a Chiron. I want to know if you've seen this. Fox News has a Chiron up in the last 20 minutes saying 80% of voters will still vote for Trump if he's convicted. And the reason that's important, as you know, is Charlie and I were always trying to, you know, look into the future and figure out what's going to happen with this potential conviction, you know, and the media can call him, you know, convicted felon President Trump. And we've sort of seen, though, that these polls haven't come true, right? Because there were the same polls saying, what if Trump is indicted? And those polls a year ago said, oh, you know, half the Republican voter base would turn against him. Hey, great. That's fantastic that you got that up. I see the graphic. So the point is, here's the thing. As long as Trump stays ahead of the story, keeps telling people what's going to happen, then I think he's going to avoid the negative fallout from, a BS conviction. And the last thing I'll say before I throw it back. So there's a very good chance that this jury could hang, right? There's two attorneys on the jury. There's a lot of doubts being raised. The jury could definitely hang. But if they don't and they convict Trump, we've got to deal with the fact that it's going to take potentially 2 years before the New York Appeals Court deals with it. As you know, it took them 2 years to do the Weinstein overruling that just came out 2 weeks ago. They do not move quickly. So I'll throw it back to you with that.
Well, so I actually, you know, the same reporter I was talking to about you, Kane, yesterday, this reporter, and I'll leave him nameless, but he's in the courtroom. So I was asking him, I said, right. You know, what's it like in there? You know, he gave me some bad news. He said, you know, the cross-examination of Cohen was a little lackluster. So he said he was surprised it didn't go, I mean, because it's such,
right.
Such opportunity to just drill Cohen into the ground because he's such a liar. We have some of these Costello clips we can play you, but basically his former advisor, his legal advisor is calling him a liar. He's going on, he's doing the media circuit right now saying, hey, Cohen, you know, you said I have nothing on Trump. I would do anything not to go to jail. and I had fallen out of favor with Trump. I wanted to be in Washington. So I did this Stormy Daniels payment by taking out a HELOC on my property. I didn't even want my wife to know because I wanted them to know how much I would bleed, die for them. Right. And so because he wanted a job in Washington in 2016. So he took this upon himself, according to Costello. And but this is the last thing I'll say on this, Kane. We know that there is one ringer, potential ringer on this jury, and that's all it takes. And I talked about this with the reporter, and he said, I think I know which guy this is. So he
is that right?
So the ringer. Yeah, he said I could look and there's one there's one guy that gets their news from Truth Social, Trump's. I mean,
right.
If you've ever been on Truth Social, we recommend everybody go check it out. But if you've ever been on Truth Social, that is like MAGA homeland. Okay. That's MAGA country.
100%. Right there.
And so if you got one juror that's getting his news, I mean, I don't know how this guy got through, but it only takes one to get a hung jury. So I was telling, and so this reporter is like, I think I know who that is, and I think I know who the Daily Mail guy is. So you know, Daily Mail's kind of all over the place. Sometimes it's liberal, sometimes it's kind of tabloidy, sometimes it's more kind of right of center stuff. But I mean, I would be willing to put money on the fact that this is such a weak case. This is such a weak. There is no criminal charge at the federal level that they're actually sort of basing this on. They're you know, so
right.
There's
absolutely
a lot, there's no there, Kane. But I think this goes in a hung jury. I'd put money on it.
Yeah, that's great insight. You know, it's really that stuff that matters, right? Someone being inside the courtroom, looking at the faces of the jurors. That's how you're really going to be able to determine what's sinking in and what isn't. So that's really great insight. And I hadn't heard that. You know, you're correct about the Truth Social thing. I mean, I'm sure you tweeted that. We tweeted that. We had it out there because we had the social media habits and the reading habits of all the jurors from the questionnaires. So again, it only takes one that, you know, our fingers are crossed. You're right about this being Jonathan Turley has been nonstop every day on Fox News talking about how this is an outdated felony that's beyond, excuse me, it's an outdated misdemeanor that's past the whose time has run past, and they've sort of bootstrapped it into a felony. At most, this is an FEC violation, a slap on the wrist. Hillary Clinton, did much worse, obviously concocting the whole Russian collusion plan with the CIA and the Obama and Biden White House knowing about that was going to be their plan to try to counter Trump's talking about her email and her email server. You know, that is an election violation. That's election meddling. And they paid hundreds of thousands, if I'm not mistaken. In fact, I remember they sort of laundered the money through a law firm that was representing the Clinton campaign. Yep. But it was still hundreds of thousands, if not.
Yeah, no, absolutely. She got away with the same thing, and no cuffs, no trial.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.
All right, so let's get back. Kane, I gotta show you this clip just in case you haven't seen it. 152, play it.
The Justice Department is a fundamental institution of our democracy. People depend on us to ensure that our investigations and our prosecutions are conducted according to the facts and the law and without political influence. We have gone to extraordinary lengths to ensure that the committees get responses to their legitimate requests. But this is not one. To the contrary, this is one that would harm our ability in the future to successfully pursue sensitive investigations.
Who is this guy kidding, Kane? He says
garbage.
He says we bend over backwards to make sure our investigations are free of political influence. Are you kidding me? Why don't you go get a leash on your attack dog, Jack Smith, then, if you think things are free of political influence? Kane, what's your reaction to that clip?
Yeah, I had the same reaction. It was garbage. When I watched it, you know, that's the kind of thing where I throw stuff at my television. You know, when it's as though they live in an alternate universe that he doesn't understand how we interpret those same words. When he's talking about fair at the same time as the House and Jim Jordan just had their hearing yesterday on lawfare and weaponization against the president and Bob Costello. And you find out Judge Mershon, you know, it's the same judge. You know, these are supposed to be random judges, and it's Mershon handling the Trump case, and Mershon's going to handle the Steve Bannon case. And it's there, you know, none of us believe that. And the polls have sort of shown that independents don't believe it either. Nothing that comes out of that guy's mouth when he's trying to talk to us about fairness, when for the first time in history, the president, a former president of the United States, is charged with four separate indictments, 91 felonies for politics. We didn't actually, you know, I apologize for getting angry.
Yeah, that's well
said. Getting
angry,
Andrew, but you know, we didn't finish the last one. Hillary Clinton paid, I looked it up. She paid $1 million to Christopher Steele for that dossier, that fake dossier that was nothing but election meddling. And you know, that compared to what Trump's going through. So when a guy like Garland stands up, I just want to break my flat screen TV, basically.
Well, I couldn't say it better, Kane. He got indicted for politics. It's exactly, I mean, that is the most succinct way you could say it. What is Trump accused of? Politics. Being against this regime. All right. We got like the debates. All right. So Biden took the bait. Trump had been goading him. A lot has been made about why Biden wants to do this early.
Yeah. Well, you know why he wants to do it early? Because he'll be less dead. He'll be less old. You know, people are like, why is Trump doing this with Jake Tapper and Dana Bash? Why is he doing it on CNN? You know why? Because the whole point is to show the vitality of President Trump ready to kick butt on day one versus Joe Biden ready to take a nap an hour after the debate ends. It doesn't matter. Trump does great. In fact, I think he gets more fired up by a hostile audience and a hostile moderator.
Yeah, I do just want to say that I do think we can underestimate Joe Biden. We have to be careful about that. But Kane, my man, that was excellent. Until next time, thank you. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. If what we do here on the show means anything to you, if you get something out of it, please consider joining our members.charliekirk.com portal. That's members.charliekirk.com. Become a monthly subscribing member. Get Charlie's weekly column that's made exclusively just for you. And behind the scenes footage, exclusive access to our AMAs, get on the radio, get access to our episodes without ads. We love our advertisers, but that's a nice little bonus. So please consider joining members.charliekirk.com, members.charliekirk.com. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.